This program is brought to you by Baba Way Media, overseen by the Uloga Church of Christ in Uloga, Oklahoma. Thank you for joining me today for Baba Way Devotionals.
A little girl in Bible class was once asked, "What is faith?" She answered, "Believing what God says without asking any questions." We sometimes comment on the frankness of children and their unique ways of answering questions. I don't think I could give a better definition of faith than the one given by that little girl. Truly, faith is believing what God says without asking any questions. But too many times we want to put ourselves up before God as authorities on various subjects, expecting that He will give in to our wills in such matters, even though it means He will have to forfeit His position on that subject. Will God do that? We may at times think that He will, but when we give it thoughtful consideration, we know better. When God speaks in His Word, we are not left with an opinion of our own. His word is always right and the final authority, and if we truly believe, we will accept it as such. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, Paul said, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Thus, in the matter of religion, if a thing cannot be found in the Bible, it is not a matter of faith. We also have this verse, "Whatsoever is not of faith is sin," Romans chapter 14, verse 23. The New Testament places great emphasis upon the importance of putting first things first. Mankind has a long-standing habit of shoving the things of God into the background for things that are not even authorized by God in His Word. Friends, Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you," Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. When we faithfully put the kingdom of God, the church, first, such things as material necessities will be added unto us. No fact is more clearly taught in the New Testament than this. The church is to have first place. God will not run second best to any person or anything. When the disciples told Jesus on one occasion that his mother and brethren stood without, Jesus asked, "Who is my mother and who are my brethren?" Matthew chapter 12, verse 48. Then he stretched forth his hand to the disciples and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. In so doing, Jesus put matters pertaining to his kingdom before his own mother and brethren. We will do the same if we are truly convinced of the worth of the church of the living God. It is compared to the pearl of great price in Matthew chapter 13, verse 45. The merchant who found such a pearl sold all others and obtained it. The one who truly sees the worth of the Lord's church will sacrifice all else, if necessary, in order to have it in his own life. What allegiance we should render our Lord. What faith should be ours. We should strive to be the kind of children the Prince of Peace expects us to be. This coming Lord's Day, the faith of all God's children will be tried. The writer of the book of Hebrews exhorts us to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. The one who forsakes the assembly does not have sufficient faith. That is his trouble, a lack of faith. A place for fathers, mothers, boys, and girls to be is in Bible class and worship.
We invite you to be with us at the Lee and Walnut Church of Christ here in Sepulpa.
You will find a most friendly welcome and a people who are striving to rebuild the apostolic order of worship. You may even marvel at the simplicity of doing only what the Lord commands. You will find, upon honest investigation, that we obey what the New Testament teaches. Yes, the entire Christian life is one of faith. What is faith? Think of the little girl's answer once again. It is believing what God says without asking any questions. Friends, are you willing to do that?
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Baba Way Media by visiting us at babawaymedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.